Blog Talk Radio.
Children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me.
Remind us how we used to be.
so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Somebody say it tonight. feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Thank you. Come on, Charlotte. Sing this for me.
Enlarge my territory, boy. That's a mouthful. But anyway, welcome to the Inspiration Factory, everybody. This is Paul Sampson, your humble host, aka Divine Inspiration, joined by my partner in praise, none other than Van Meadows, aka Poetic. What's good with you, Van?
Hey, what's good, Paul? How you feeling, brother?
I'm okay. I'm sorry that you are feeling the way you are, but, you know, our Father will bring you through this. You know, it's just a little bump in the road, you know.
Yeah, he'll bring me through, brother. He will definitely bring me through.
Absolutely. Don't he always?
Amen.
He is definitely a way maker.
Yes, he is.
Yes, sir.
Without question.
He is. Mm-hmm. Before we get to
get to preaching, because I know how we both can get when we're talking about our Lord. I want everybody to know that the Inspiration Factory is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Created, ideated, and run by none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, sponsored by Raw Links Jewelry. Why be average? You can be wrong. I'm trying to tell you.
That's
y'all better
it,
look
it
up
That's
on
it.
Facebook. He's got some
got
beautiful
mine. You
jewelry.
Got yours?
I most definitely do. I got mine and a few other people's. I can't stop buying it. But they make wonderful gifts. And then you can do like I did. I bought one set for a gift and ended up buying something else for a gift for that person and kept it for myself.
I know that's right.
This is some gotta have jewelry, y'all. I'm just saying. This is an unsolicited rating on Raw Links. Y'all, check it out. That's all I got to say. The jewelry speaks for itself. But anyway, we got a slight change here on tonight. I know the event page said that tonight was on marital sex. And if that's what you wrote, please feel free to bring it. But we're going to change it to open mic because I started a new job and I've been doing like 16-hour days. I've been whooped. Then stressing over my car and some other things. So to keep it 100, I didn't write a piece to that for tonight, okay? Then my brother, Van, has got some things going on as well. So he wasn't able to be prepared as he would like to be for tonight's show. So we're begging forgiveness and your understanding in that, but we just want to have open mic. But what I did do last week, was a phenomenal show on God's grace. And I asked each caller to give me one word that would describe God's grace to them. And this week, I would share a piece incorporating all of those words into the piece. And like I said, with all this crazy work, but I did get it done tonight before the show. And I think I was successful in getting all the words in. I certainly hope so. So the words, before I even go into all of that, we got to start things off the right way, the Inspiration Factory way, and God's way.
Amen.
And that is anything in life that you want to do and succeed in, you got to go to Him first. Let's think. That's what I understand the Bible saying, is that, you know, you seek His guidance in everything. Am I correct in that, Van? I'm not listening.
Yes, sir. You're 100%. You're 100% correct.
Okay, perfect. Because, you know, the last thing I would want to do is to mislead someone when it comes to the Word of God. Because then the responsibility of that falls on me. And I got enough going on without adding something else. So I have to make sure I'm right when I'm speaking about the Word of God. And with that being said, would you all just join me, join us at the throne? Heavenly Father, first and foremost, I must thank you for just being who you are. Father God, I come before you this evening asking forgiveness. Those things that I did that were not pleasing to you. I stand in perfect peace, Father God, because I know of your love that offers that forgiveness, that I might come before you spotless and clean of my sins. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I want to hold up this platform this evening, Father God, that you have blocked all attempts of the enemy to force this program, that your word or your desire and your will for this platform be attained tonight, Father God. I ask that you would please, Father God, touch my brother, Van, and his situation, Father God. Give him peace, Father God. Give him what he needs, Father God, to get through this with a praise still upon his lips, although I already know your praise will be there regardless. Father God, the rest of the listeners, the callers, the Epiphany family, Father God, touch them, Lord. Heal them where they need to be healed. Help them financially where they're falling short, Father God. Help them, Father God, with encouragement where they might be doubting some things, Lord. Have your way, Lord, and help us. Use us, Father God. Enlarge our territory, like the song says, Father God. We just ask that you just do what you do, Father, because in that, we are definitely blessed. I love you. I praise you, Lord, and I worship you. Precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, man, you know.
Thank you for that, Paul.
Oh, my brother, how could I do anything less? You know, we joke a lot about me throwing you under the bus, but with you, you know, getting you to start the program off with prayer. But you pray so earnestly for everybody else that it's only right that you could pray for as well. You know, a lot of times people think that, you know, those of us that pray for folks and I don't want to say put on a good front because it's not a front, but seem to work through our circumstances to still be available for others, that we don't need prayer too. But trust and believe, everybody walking this earth and breathing their lungs, prayer. So, you know, we need to step up our prayer game, you know, especially in the way times are today. Our children need to be covered. Our neighbors, our friends, our family, because you walk out your front door, there's no guarantee that you're coming home.
That's right.
You know, and we actually even need to pray for our enemies.
Yes.
You know, the Lord says we pray for everybody.
Everybody.
He's got a purpose for that. And, you know, exactly. Everybody.
Everybody.
Including those that you don't like.
This is true.
But, you know, the world would be a lot better if we just started doing that. Because there's some power in prayer.
Yes.
We're going to say that that's a good topic for another show. The power of prayer. Let me write that down. Because I'm sure everybody listening has a testimony about the power of prayer in their lives. So, yeah, we're going to revisit that one, too. Trust and believe. So, with that being said, we're about to get things started. Let me see. We got a few callers here. So, yeah, let's get things started because there's two things mainly that we're here for. That's our love of God and our love of poetry. So let's put them all together. I'm going to start things off with, like I said, last week, every caller gave me a word to describe what God's grace meant to them. I'm going to give you the list of words, and then when I finish, then I want you to let me know, did I get all of them? I hadn't had time to really proofread it or check it out. And the words from last week were quintessential, amazing, phenomenal, incredible, magnificent, miraculous, non-refundable, wonderful, and me. Okay, there were nine words. Whew. And trust and believe, I needed God's help on this one. When I dragged myself into work tonight and realized that, oh, my goodness, you ain't wrote that poem for those words yet. It was nothing but God's grace that allowed me to write that piece tonight. So,
amen.
It had to be titled Grace. So if I may, my brother from another mother, may I do this piece.
Mike is yours, Paul.
Thank you, King. As I said, this piece is called Grace. This may be the most heartfelt poem I've had the honor to write. The topic of this piece has me hyped. I'm so very stoked. For the topic of this write is of a torrential downpour from heaven that has me soaked. In this piece, I shall be using the descriptive words of God's grace given last week by some of you. Now let me do with them what God would have me to do. Now, forgive me if I fall short in this. Trying to fully describe something as undescribable as God's grace is as impossible as it is for us to create something as elusive as time or space or comprehending the complexities of the human race. The fact that he showers us with grace as undeserving as we are is phenomenal. And yet, as magnificent as that is, he elevates it even more. His grace is non-refundable. Unlike some people I know, what God gives us saints, he never takes back. His grace is simply amazing. And that, beloved, is a matter of fact. When I look back over my life, the fact that I am yet here is miraculous. His grace is indicative of how wonderful he was, is, and forever shall be. If I had to sum up God's grace in one word, as insane as that sounds, that one word would be me. You see, through all that I have been through, all that I have done and sadly will do, love and forgiveness and grace of God still come shining through, still have life in your limbs. God's grace can also be described as you. And that's that piece.
Amazing, Paul. You definitely covered it, man. You covered every word, and you tried to write out God's grace, man. And that's ooh. You stood up to it, bro. Tall task, but you stood up to it.
Oh, thank you. I definitely had to get his grace to do that.
But
y'all
Amen.
See, that's what his grace is. He allowed me to be woe out, running in here at the last minute from work, and still put something together. That's his grace. He comes where he makes a way where there is no way.
Amen.
You know, his blessings, his magnificence, his magnanimousness defies description within the human language and or any other alien species that might be out there. There is no language in creation that could encompass all that he is, all that his grace is, all that his mercy is, all that his love is.
Yes, 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 yes.
If you don't know, you better ask somebody.
Absolutely.
Oh, I need y'all to be praying for me. I have 4 cigarettes left in this pack. And when they're gone, I'm going to wake up in the morning and put on a patch. And I'm not buying no more cigarettes. So y'all keep me in prayer that I can beat this thing. I know if I give it all to God, I got it lit. But I've done it before, and I kind of tend to take it back. And this time I'm praying that this is it. This is the time that I quit. So y'all keep me in prayer. And then in a future show, when we do a show on the power of prayer, I'll be able to give a testimony to how long it's been that I've smoked a cigarette. And that'll be proof positive of the power of prayer, amongst a lot of other things. I've been smoking these things over 50 years. It's time to go. I wish I could get that money back.
Yeah.
I could really quit working it. I wouldn't be doing these 14-hour days.
You're right about that, brother.
I wouldn't be. No, man, I would be sitting back
like those that are independently wealthy, you know, like the Van Meadows and the Larry Maddoxes, you know, I can sit back and just live the life of luxury because I'm independently wealthy.
From your mouth to God's ears, I will take it.
I know that's my thing. I'm trying to speak that into existence for you guys, you know.
I got some student loans I'm trying to get rid of. So, yeah, speak that, Paul. I receive it.
Yes, sir. I know what you mean. And them things don't go away. You know, some things after 7 years might disappear off of your credit report, but them student loans, they don't play. Them things is like, it's sin. It's here to stay.
Right.
But let me stop talking. And let me open the first mic. See who we have here.
All right, who we got?
If I'm not mistaken, we got none other than Brother O leading the night off. My brother, how are you?
Hey, what's good, Brother O?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
That's a blessing to hear that. I'm glad to hear that, my brother. My brother. Oh, man. So,
what's up, Paul?
I'm doing better than I deserve. And I do mean that. That's not,
yes,
you know, sometimes,
yes.
Sometimes Christian folk will say something just because it sounds like the right thing to say, you know, and they say it with everybody, but not, no, I mean that this evening. I mean that. I'm doing better than I deserve.
That's it.
Yeah, but that's God's grace.
That's it, man.
So, my brother, I got a question for you.
Sure.
What did you bring to bless the mic with tonight?
I got this Paul card. You can't run away from your true calling no matter how hard you try.
Oh, so you can't run away from your
true calling.
I tell you, Brother O comes on with these titles that had me writing a dissertation. You can't run from your true calling. And what was the rest of that?
No matter how hard you try.
No matter. Okay. And you know, that's real rap, too. That's real
yes.
rap. I know what I think about that, but I'm going to close my mouth and give you the mic and let me hear what you think about that, my brother. The mic is yours, King.
If we carefully study the book of Jonah, we discover that his fear and pride caused him to run away from God. He didn't want to go to the city of Nineveh to preach about repentance to the people, as God had clearly instructed him to do, because Jonah felt they were his enemies and convinced himself that God would not carry out his threat to destroy the city. Instead, Jonah tries to run away from his assignment by boarding a ship bound for Tarshish, which was in the opposite direction of where he was supposed to go. Soon a raging storm caused the crew to cast lots and soon came to the conclusion that Jonah was a problem. They threw him overboard, and Jonah swallowed by a great fish. While in his belly for 3 days and 3 nights, Jonah repents of his sins to God, and the fish regurgitates him up the dry land. Jonah then makes a 500-mile trip to Nineveh and leads the city in a great revival. But he is complaining instead of being thankful when Nineveh repents of his sins. Jonah eventually learns his lessons when God uses the wind and gore to teach him. They is always merciful. My dear brothers and sisters, we can't hide or run from God no matter how hard we try. What he wishes to accomplish through us will come to pass. Despite all of our objections and foot dragging, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 reminds us that God has plans for us and will see to it that we conform to those plans. I didn't even remember when I tried to run away from my car to be a poor spoken.
Brother, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Paul. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what?
Hello?
Maybe my phone got muted or something.
No. He, brother, you cut out. You cut out. Oh, you was closing out your piece.
No, I'm not finished yet.
Okay. The call just it like took a long pause. That's why we didn't know what was happening. But go ahead, bro.
No, let me start where I left off. I vividly remember when I can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. I vividly remember when I tried to run away from my calling to be a poet, exposed word artist 8 years ago because of my fear of failure. Like Jonah, I tried to run the opposite direction and drag my feet on why I could even continue to perform. And got upset and complained about not getting equal opportunities to feature and allowed the fear of people overlooking me for getting me on purpose to try to stop me. However, God had to remind me about how he has truly blessed me with my special gifts and talents. Remind me that he specifically called me to tell my story. Remind me that he brought me too far for me to turn around and quit. Reminded me that I need to stop whining, complaining, and taking rejection personally. And reminded me that thousands of people have been touched by my poetic masterpieces. I broke down and cried like a baby and asked God to forgive me for wanting to run away from my true calling. Ask God to forgive me for not trusting his plans for my life. Ask God to repent for my disobedience. And I ask God to forgive me for complaining and taking rejection personally. My dear brothers and sisters, don't ever try to run away from your true calling in life. Because if you attempt to do so, God will always find a way to track you down. And he will put you in a position where you have to repent for your obedience and ask him for a second chance. More lesson in this poem, you can run, but you can't hide from God, no matter how hard you try. That's that piece.
You said a mouthful there, brother O.
Yeah, he did.
Well, to tell the truth, you can't hide from God. You can't run. You can't, you know, his word says that his purpose will not go out and return void. So,
correct.
Right.
And you gave the perfect example of that with the Jonah reference. So I appreciate that piece, brother. Thank you for bringing that in here this evening. Dan, you got something for that?
Yeah, I agree with Paul, man. That was a phenomenal piece of ink, man. And just your dedication to it and your commitment to it, to describing what God tells you to do. Just a testimony all in itself, but you're right. You cannot run from God. No matter how hard you try, brother, you cannot do it. So
that's right.
Yeah. Where are you going to hide? He created everything. So you can't hide from it. He know this place like the back of his hand. So you're right about that. That's a good bit of advice for the callers. Appreciate you with that, brother O. We're going to send you to the Praise Lounge. But I do want you to know that you are continually in prayers for your situation as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you are quite more than welcome, my brother. God bless you. One love, one mic, my bro.
Came here, guys. Thank you.
God bless you, bro.
God bless you.
Thank you, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brother O, faithful servant. Oh, wow. I like that Job story too. So I was pleased to see him use that as a focal point in that scene, because you can't run. You cannot run from your true calling. You just postpone it. And the bad thing about it is that if you're responsive to your calling, therein lie many of your blessings. But we cheat ourselves because we're trying to do things on our own and running from what he wants for us. Anywho, we're going to keep it moving right along. We're going to bring on this next caller. And next, ladies and gentlemen, hailing from the great state of Texas, we have none other than
Amelia T. Davis.
Good evening, Kings.
Good evening.
Buenas noches. I figured I use Spanish because in Texas there's a lot of Hispanics, so you might understand that one. Good evening.
Paquito Espinol.
Okay. Translation
See?
Is a little Spanish.
Very little Spanish.
That's all right. That's all right. We understood. So what's going on with you? How are you loving your new digs?
Oh, I am so blessed. I told you, this was a blessing in disguise, and it most certainly has been. Jesus is all through this entire move, this entire apartment, this entire apartment complex. I'm meeting new folks, all very kind, sweet, godly folks. It's just been a great pleasure to settle in here, and I'm so thankful to God, and I'm thankful to you and everybody that kept me in prayer during this whole episode, and I'm just very happy and joyful, and I know very much that the Lord brought this about, and he is here, most certainly.
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad to hear that. Because, yeah, there were some questionable moments, but through it all, I told you, once you give it to God, leave it to him. Your faith
yes.
is what's going to bring it to fruition. You got to believe that the God that you gave that to is able and willing to do those things and bring those things into fruition.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen.
He showed up and showed out.
Yes, at truth. Truly. You know, I'm on the top floor, and I have a magnificent view. So, I'm in the penthouse.
Okay.
Jesus saw fit to put me in the penthouse. I'm closer to him. But you know what's awesome is I love nature, and I have this beautiful sky to look upon every day and night. It is phenomenal.
That is so glad to hear.
Absolutely.
I have been, I always read through the Bible, and I have read the New Testament, more than 50 times, and the entire Bible more than 20. But I came upon the story of Samson, and your topic or previous topic, I thought, hey, I was going to write something on Samson anyway. Let me do this for the show.
Okay.
I want to include the scripture, but it's a bit long and wanted to know if I have your permission to do that.
How long is it?
It's Judges 16:1-31.
Ooh, 1-31. It's the word of God. Okay.
The poetry part at the end of the scripture is kind of short, but I just felt like it brought home the topic. And so I couldn't, chop it up. So that's why. Or I can do another piece.
Let me see. You said that was Judges, right?
Yeah, 1 what, through. It's Judges 16, 1 through 31.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you what. How about we collab on this? And let me read that scripture, because my name is Samson. And then you follow in with your, and then you come right behind me with your piece. How does that sound?
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Ooh. I love that. Okay, go ahead.
Judges 16, 1 through 31. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot and went in unto her and was told the Gazites, saying, Samson has come hither. And they compassed him in and they lay wait for him all night in the gate of the city and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight and arose at midnight and took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders and carried them up to the top of an hill that is before Hebron. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came unto her and said unto her, entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we might bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightst be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs, they were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs, which had not been dried, and she bound him with me. Now there were men laying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he broke the withs as a thread of tow is broken when it touches the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightst be bound. And he said unto her, if they bind me with bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then I shall be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liers in wait abiding in the chambers, and he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightst be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with the web. She fastened it with the pin and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awakened out of his sleep and went away with the pin of the beam and with the web. And she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came unto her and brought money in their hands. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awaked out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Albeit the hair of his head began to grow after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines then get together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their god, and to rejoice, for they said, our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy, and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport. And they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars upon whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand and of the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might. And the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in life. Then the brethren of all the house of the father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he judged Israel 20 years. May God add his blessings to the word of God.
This story has many lessons and truths. One, sharing secrets with the wrong person can result in devastating circumstances for yourself. Two, being in a sexual relationship without being married can result in horrible situations that can destroy you. Three, the common phrase is so true in this scripture, you can't make a hoe a housewife. Unfortunately, when we are making decisions based on our fleshly desires, we can end up in some horrible circumstances. This story is a warning to all. Do not allow your desires to override your common sense and what you know is right. It is truly a heartbreaking story. Guard your soul by doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Amen. So true. We have to, you know, we can't take everybody into our confidence, you know, because we'll let things out that can be used against us. Not everybody that says they're your friend are your friends. Not everybody that says that they are there to comfort you are truly there for that reason. There are a lot of ulterior motives. So, you know, that's a very poignant point that you made there, Amelia. Thank you for that piece and for the scripture. You know, I always do love to hear this story about my namesake.
You know, it really hit me. I had forgotten. Now, in the chapter before that, he is engaged to a female, and long story short, he doesn't marry her and she gets killed. And then this is when he comes upon Delilah. But it's really a heart-wrenching story from beginning to end that he goes through, and it's really very poignant. And as I said, the entire Samson story is a lesson to everyone. It really is.
It definitely is. It definitely is. There's a lot of food for thought and guidance in the story of Judges. Thank you so much, Amelia, for coming
through tonight. Absolutely, yes.
And definitely for bringing that praise report. You know, that's what it's all about. Hearing that God does move out when
amen. Hallelujah. Yes, absolutely.
Amen,
yes,
amen, amen.
Yes, yes.
And much thanks to both of you, because Van was in on this too and keeping me in prayer, and I appreciate both of you so much. You're good friends of mine. You're good Christian men that I really rely on, and I appreciate y'all so very much. God bless both of you, and Van, heal up quickly, please.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you as well, Amelia. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
And one God. Amen. 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 All right, we're going to keep things moving right along. We're at 10:04. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial for the Inspiration Factory. We're going to bring on one of my favorite poetesses, and that is none other than Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra. Hello, Danielle. How are you this evening?
Hey, Paul. Hey, Zin. How y'all doing?
Hey, Danielle. Doing good. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm good.
That's good.
I ain't know we're having... You know, I know we're having Bible study. I would have grabbed my book, but it's on the other side of the room. But it's all right.
You said it's on the other side of the room. Oh, well, yeah.
Yep.
I can envision you with a lap full of yarn and your latest activity, so I can see why you couldn't get up to go get your Bible.
That's right. I'm sitting here. That's right. I'm sitting here creating as we speak. That's right. You know me.
Yeah, doing what you do best. One of the things that you do best, I'll put it that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good to hear from y'all.
Good to hear from you, too.
Yeah.
It was a close thing.
Say again?
It was a close thing for the night, but I'm going to keep it 100. It was a close thing. I came in here, I said, I can't tonight. And then when Van told me he was still not at 100%, I said, you know, it might be a good time to just cancel the show, but something told me I can't do it. I can't do it. So here we are.
Mm-hmm. That was spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, you better not. You better not. Even if you only have one caller, you still need to go ahead and let them be heard, because it's something that needs to be said. Yeah.
That might be the one caller that the whole program was for that evening. You right about that.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, what was it I wanted to say? You know, I've got something to say.
What?
Oh, I wanna I wanna go back to where Brother O was talking about. You can run, but you can't hide from God, and you can't, because believe it or not, even though this world thrives on negativity, and it's a lot of people that allow the devil in, everyone's heart has a piece of God in it. Everybody.
Okay.
It's not one of us that has been put here that doesn't have some of him in us. It's just that people choose to stay at a low vibration and stay down there with the ones that would rather cause chaos and call him Prince of Chaos. Yeah, but this is why we can't run from him, because he's in everybody. You know, I used to holler and say, you know, ain't no God in that person, but That's not true. He's in everybody, you know. Some of us choose to stay with him and let his light shine through us more than others. That's all. So no, that's why you can't hide from him. You can run all your life, but you ain't gonna get away from him.
I know that's right.
I used to truly, when I was, I used to live a very destructive lifestyle, doing a lot of stuff I shouldn't have done. And I used to tell myself, I said, well, because I was taught coming up in, being brought up in a Baptist church, they taught you have to speak out loud what you want from God and what you need taken care of. If you keep it to yourself, he's not going to hear it. So I truly believed in my heart that if I don't say nothing about it, he can't see me doing dirt. You know, he don't know what I'm doing. I'm hiding this from him. Man, please, what a surprise I had when I realized you can't. No, I didn't work out too well because it shocked my system. I was like, ooh. Because then I found out later on through spiritual practices, it also tells you find that quiet place and you talk to him. You don't always have to open up your mouth and say it. It's in your heart, and he knows exactly what's in your heart. So I kind of like threw me for a loop when I realized that. I'm like, all this time, he saw me. He saw everything I was doing. I'm so sorry. I really broke because I just knew that I was hiding all my bad stuff from him.
So you knew you were busted, huh?
Yeah, I knew I was busted. I was truly, truly caught. But he forgave me again and again and again and again. So it's all good.
That's wonderful. That's that grace we talked about last weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about every week. The fact that I can open my mouth and even attend these platforms is nothing but his grace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Ain't it a beautiful thing, though? Don't it feel good?
Yeah, you ain't never lied about that.
It does. Van, it does. I can't help but smile.
Okay. Van, in the midst of your pain and all that you're going through, do you still feel God's grace on you?
Oh, man, absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My boys know that I can't really do nothing, and they decided that they want to be arguing and fighting. So God's grace was upon them, and the fact that I cannot discipline them the way that I would want to. So I definitely feel God's grace upon me, and they do too.
I know that's right. Boy, they picked the right.
It's only for a second. Yeah, but it's only for a second.
Right. That, but what they fail to realize is that there's such a thing called healing, and you ain't going to be out of commission forever.
Exactly.
This is true. This is true.
It's only for a second. That's all.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Very true.
Yeah, they better.
That's fun, too funny. That's they chose the perfect time to cut up, huh?
Perfect time.
That's how kids do. They know, and trust me, they know that their time is short. They know that clock is ticking. They're like, let's get it in now, while he can't get to us. Because you know later on, we're going to have to hear about this and deal with this. Let's do this now.
Yeah, I remember I got away with a few things. Got away with a few things thinking, or at least thought I did, failing to take into account that Mom got a pretty good memory. And when she was able to, she said, do you remember when you had the nerve to whack, 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 whack? And I still got a day late dollar show, but she show tore up my book. Man, look at here. If they knew what I knew, they would take this time to be extra good. You know, look out for Dad.
Okay.
You know, to go that extra mile. You know, because this ain't the time to cut up.
Because you will
exactly.
see it again.
Well, we got to find out.
That's okay.
And that's what's going
that's
to happen.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this might, it might have had to happen this way. You know, God don't make mistakes. Uh-huh.
Not one.
Van, when
yes,
this
sir.
Situation comes full circle, I need you to come back on and tell us how it ended.
Oh, you already know. You already know. You know how we always say that God doesn't keep a running tally of the things that you have done, because he's a loving God and he
mm-hmm.
chooses to forgive you in spite of, and he knows what you're going to do, so he knows that tally if you were keeping one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it. I'm not God. I'm keeping a tally.
Okay.
All the things.
My last dollar that you was going to follow that up with, I'm not God. You know
so,
it.
So as soon as I'm capable, we're going to have a nice little chat about all the things that had occurred during this 6-week practice.
I know that's right.
Oh, that is too funny. But inquiring minds want to know.
Right.
You want to know. Although we already know. We just want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So my sister, La Perla Negra,
yeah.
did
yeah.
you bring something for us, sister? Yeah.
I did. This is not fresh ink because I didn't write. I only just yesterday, I think it was yesterday or maybe it was earlier today, I tend to lose track of time, that I found out what the topic was supposed to be. And then you said open
uh-huh.
mic. So that's why I pressed one when you changed it to that.
Oh, okay.
So.
I know that's right.
I got something for you. Okay. Well, this is called The Great Lost Art of Conversation.
Uh-oh. The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. You know, prayer isn't just requesting from him or crying out to him. It's conversation. But the great art of conversation has gotten lost among the stitches of time, and yet a lot of us still hold it sacred, especially those we have with the Creator. Saying how to, because with all the doubt being placed from surroundings and circumstances, it's led people to the concept that it is almost impossible. They've been told that there isn't help because no one hears. And faith has been weakened because thoughts turned into conversation with themselves are believed to be absurd. Not realizing the quiet place within the mind and heart are heard best by spirit. Because there's no one there to break contact with silly questions or interfered with by selfish tactics and simple-minded distractions, all devilishly attempted just because you're not doing or saying it the way they've been taught or they understood their method of understanding. But like I said, those of us who hold it sacred understand our connection and our talks with spirit. Means we're never abandoned, so we're never alone. That we understand there's no reason to feel afraid when no one's around, because he'll touch you in a way to let you know he's still and always there. Or to think that hurt will last, because he'll remove all that pain. He gives us a voice and a smile and peace and friendship and understanding, and above all, he gives love, unconditional, unending, infinite love. And for these things given, I praise him, and I worship him, and I love him too. not only are my talks with him, to him, for him. So the art of conversation will always be sacred to me. And that's that piece.
You know, that is such a timely piece for the society we live in right now, where people don't talk anymore. You can walk into a room with seven people in it, and everybody's got their face buried in some type of electronical, and they're not talking to one another. And then when they do decide to talk, it's through texting. It's not conversating anymore. You know, that's a very important piece for today. My niece and great nephews were here the other night, and I walked up into the room, and all of them were awake. But it was cool. You could hear a pin drop. Everybody had their face in a phone. And that's the first picture that popped in my head when you started with that title.
My two oldest, before they moved out and got their own, they used to, we would sit downstairs in the living room. And I used to have this really, really big sectional that would go from one side of the room to the other. And she would be sitting like in the middle of the sectional, and her brother would be like over by the end, and I would be sitting next to one of them, and I'm nosy, I'm looking over in their phones, they're texting each other, and I was like, really, y'all? You're right here. Has it gotten that bad where we y'all can't just open your mouths and say something? And another thing, Paul, it's not that people are so, you know, stuck and sucked into this electronic thing. It's people do not want to hear what somebody else has to say. And if they do, they're only quiet so they can respond. They barely even pay attention to the message that the other person is trying to get across to them.
Yeah,
it's such a selfish time that we live in now. You can't have a basic conversation, and that's a major issue with us. You know,
yeah,
it is crazy. Man. Yeah, but I talk all the time. Y'all know me.
Do you?
Do you now?
Did you ever guess that then?
Not at all. Not at all.
I'm trying to tell you, my. Well, you learn something new every day.
Learn something new every day, Paul.
Guess what? You'll never guess this. I know how to listen, and I do.
What?
Okay.
Oh, sound the alarm.
But one does never see. Oh, man. Danielle, you brought all jokes aside, though, you brought a very important point to us. You know, and number one is the conversation between us. But the lost art of conversating with God.
Yep.
That's the one. You know, some people or some traditions within a church tell you that you have to do it a certain way, and that this can be done and this can't be done and all that. But no, God just wants you to talk to him. You don't have to memorize no elaborate prayer and all of that stuff. Just talk to him. Follow your heart.
That's right.
Cry out to him the way that you want to cry. He don't care that you got an ugly face because you're in tears. He don't care that you whatever state you're in. Just call him.
Okay.
He got a toll-free number.
Okay.
And it's never busy. Never, ever busy.
And the line is always open.
It's never
always
disconnected.
Yeah, right.
When you think you're by yourself,
you're
going through it.
And I tell you, it won't be answered by no one else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. It won't be outsourced to somebody that you can't understand what they're saying. None of that.
None of that. You are so right, man. Just talk to him. Conversate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that, because that really needed to be said on tonight and every night. Talk to somebody. Because that text, you don't know, you can't ascertain the emotion behind that. It could be something said in jest, but it's just words out there. No emotion behind it. And you could take it entirely the wrong way, and now you're mad at your friend because you took it wrong, because you didn't hear emotion in his voice.
Right.
God gave us the gift of speech for a reason.
Yes,
you don't need
did.
To throw it away. You don't need to throw it away. Talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Danielle, did I do your word justice?
You did. You did. I love the piece. And you got everybody's word in there. And that was really, really awesome.
Yeah.
It really was.
You kind of, at first, when I heard your word, I was kind of thrown for a loop. But then after I thought about it for a while, I said, that's the easiest one out of all of them.
Now we found the boy.
That was the easiest word out of all of them. So I thank you for the contribution to that. That was a bit of a challenge, but my daddy came through. Now, before I let you go, hang out in the lounge with the rest of the people, why don't you tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany world?
I'd be happy to. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips. That's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Wednesday night at 9, I am in the Love Zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss B.I.T. Now, as always, you know, we play with topics and see if we come up with something. And I'm sure you're going to love what we come up with. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right.
And then, amen.
And she crochets on top of that. And she lifts on top of that.
She definitely crochets. She don't knit. She crochets. Cool. Don't make that
Not
mistake.
Yet. I don't. I'm learning how
make
to knit. I'm learning. I'm learning.
She's gonna be a beast with knitting. Because she has a challenge before her. And I know she's going to rise to the occasion.
I do.
I know she's going to rise to the occasion. So,
I just asked
for time.
That is it.
Van, we're not going to receive that one. She knits. She just don't know that she knits just yet.
Oh, I don't know it yet.
But you're going to soon find out.
I'm trying.
But once again, Danielle, I thank you for that phenomenal piece. That piece was well timed, very well timed for today. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. We wouldn't have it any other way. But we came out regardless. Can I speak for you in this, Van? We need y'all more than y'all need this platform. Trust and believe.
Amen.
All right. That'll work.
Okay, my sister, we're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge and bring on the next caller. But know that along with everybody else, you are definitely in my prayers. And I appreciate you.
As are y'all. Y'all know I appreciate everybody. Y'all know I got an affinity for everybody here. So with that, I'm going to say God bless you. And one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. She stay busy, I tell you. But yeah, she a crocheting something. Every time you see her, she got that little needle just to go. Just to go. All you see is a little silver blur. change stitch, or whatever. Drop a stitch, add a stitch. Whatever they do with that stuff. But anyway, we're going to bring on one of them folk that like to freestyle and challenge people to freestyle and all that stuff, although most times that challenge falls upon deaf ears. But we're going to bring on none other than Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Good evening, my brother. What's going on?
Hey, do you
my
want it?
My go-go brother.
Do you want it? Hey, do you hear me? The Holy Ghost power. The Holy Ghost power. Oh, do you need it? Do you need it? The Holy Ghost power. The Holy Ghost power. Go back to the yard to go back. Some of the yard need to go back there, y'all. Go back.
I know that's right. I know that's right. What's going on, bro?
Go back. Huh? I know y'all know about that song. Y'all freestylers, the anointed freestylers. You know. Yeah. You know what? Y'all freestyle so deep that y'all could go so long. Like if you were to go to Genesis to Revelation, y'all freestyle like that. Y'all can freestyle that long. Genesis to y'all like the Bible study of freestyling. You know what I mean?
Hey,
like
man.
Y'all just like rip up in the pieces and
man,
first
I
job.
Kept my boots on from work.
Yeah.
I kept my work boots on.
Yeah, it's a little thick in here right now.
In the beginning was freestyle.
No.
Yeah.
You did something else, Otto. Something else.
Hey. You know, I felt the Bible study, you know. Okay, see, I might as well go ahead and bring Ephesians or the 23rd Psalm is Matthew. The book of Matthew.
Know what you did, bro? Plate about to be off. The collection plate about to go around. You can put something in the plate. You can burn that in a little song. Yeah. We're grateful for the kind of jingles, but we prefer the kind of folds.
you know, I like to have prayer for my woman. She's in a battle, and you know, God's no respecter of persons. What have you done for me, he'll do for you and others.
That's right.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. So I'm coming for a prayer for her.
Amen. Amen. Well, Van, do you want to or do you want me to?
Go ahead, Paul. You got it. You the prayer warrior tonight.
All right. No problem, my brother. No problem. You know, from that, neither one of us will shirk, you know. Oh,
absolutely.
If you guys would... and gals would join me once again at the throne. We need to stand and touch an agreement upon something. Most merciful Heavenly Father, we come to you, Father God, without even having to mention the needs. Father God, we hold up Automatic Female Companion. Father God, you know her needs. We just ask that you would meet her where she is, Lord. That you would be her guide back to you, Father God. That you would fulfill her needs and fulfill your needs in her. Father God, we ask that you would block all of the attempts of the enemy to send her in a way that is not pleasing to you, to cause her to do things that are not pleasing to you, to cause her to think thoughts that are not pleasing to you or beneficial to her, Father God. We ask that you would just wrap your loving arms around this queen, Father God, and restore her to her rightful throne, Father God, as one of your children. Lord, we have no doubt as to the outcome of this because you do answer prayers, Father God. We just ask that you would accept these prayers and that you would have your way, Lord, that you would touch her, Father God. Remold her heart, Father God. Remold her mind, Father God. Remold her body, Father God. Create in her a new person, Father God, one that is full of praise of your name, Father. Have your way, Lord. We thank you in advance, Father God, for what it is that you're about to do for this young lady.
And we pray all of this in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She's been in the battle, and the battle is not hers. It's the Lord's.
Amen. Can't nobody say that like Yolanda said it.
Yolanda Adams with the battle is the Lord's.
Yes. You know, who knows? She may hear an organ. You know when they play an organ? Dun-dun. You know, people start dancing and they dress you. You know, I know y'all know about that.
Yes, sir.
So that's a, I know Paul part, to being inspiration. I know you were dancing and, you probably showing some moves in church.
Lord. Lord have mercy. Only automatic. Only automatic.
Oh, you had new praise dance in church.
Giving away your secrets, Paul.
What? Huh?
He giving away your secrets.
What'd you
say, man? I said he giving away your secrets.
I don't know what he giving away. I don't know what he giving away. So Mr. Freestyle King, what did you bring for us tonight?
Well, Freestyle King, I'm sorry. Let me, I'm sorry. Freestyle plural. Freestyle Kings. Kings. Okay, Freestyle King. I apologize for not recognizing the anointing of the freestyle in the building. I apologize. So I want to make sure that I recognize the blessing when I feel the freestyle is on this line right now. Yes.
Lord have mercy. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to freestyle. It's kind of interesting because the one that's on my heart is Broken Wings. Now, for all you old school, you probably know about the song These Broken Wings. You know. These Broken Wings. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and if
but
I didn't, I was
going to
anyway.
Yeah, but a freestylist, divine inspiration, mm-hmm. and freestylist poet. I have this poem called Heal Your Broken Wing.
Amen, amen. The mic is yours, King.
Okay. Lord, come in this room. Resume the blessing, fighting addiction. When the ears will listen, you are the vision, and you are the light, and you are everything that is bright, from the rights and the wrong. When you heal the broken wing, when we're able to fly and be strong, some days when you feel like you're overpowered, and you need encouragement, that nourishment, and people are throwing negative things at you, saying that you won't be anything but an addict, but a fiend, but you're nothing. You're nothing. You all they're going to do is go ahead and use their drugs. You are nothing. You're nothing. God said that you are something. God said that I made you in the image of me, and what they have to say, well, I rebuke that. God is strong, God is everlasting, making things happen, showing the compassion while other people are saying that you can't get off your addiction. In these days and these proud days, when you're looking up in heaven of another session and you say, God, can you heal my broken wings? The sad at this point, when people are throwing you out, want to see you in the streets, want to see your life be like incomplete, but you have the technique and I praise for many ways and everything that displays. I know everything's going to be all right because of love and God, this is the woman that the love of my life. I never leave her. My reaction is simple, and the love that I have for her is so monumental. This is the time. And I'm not going to retire because this type of love that I keep her inspired. So as we just heal her broken wings, praying over her, and not to fall to pray, but this is a day of love. God, please heal her broken wings. Heal her broken heart. Let her reach out to you. Let her fly off to you. Because while people are trying to keep her down, she will fly. She will be, in your eyes, the beautiful of what I've seen as beautiful. In these critical moments, I can't be silent. She is my everything. She is my fresh air. So when you go ahead and heal her wings, we'll fly together in love forever. Miss Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical entity is in them all in by Ben Drive.
Amen, amen.
Amen, brother.
Yes. And I like the surety of that piece. You know that if you ask, he will heal those broken wings. You know, I don't know what's going on. Don't need to know what's going on. But I do know that my Father knows. And I do know my Father loves his children and wants only the best for us. We just need to ask and believe that it shall be done. So I'm expecting a praise report from you at some point as to what God has worked out for that situation and for that queen. Matter of fact, you can bring her with you to give that praise report. We can hear from her ourselves.
Yes, and she loves God. That's the thing. She loves God. She's just in a battle.
Amen.
You know, she just.
We all go through the thing, but he will not allow more on us than we can bear.
Yes.
Amen.
And like Mama always told me, but don't kill us, only make us stronger. God allows certain things to go on in our lives for reasons. So in the midst of your valley, in the midst of your chaos, instead of focusing on what it is you're going through, you need to ask him, Father, what is it that you would have me learn in this situation? What is it that you would have me do for you in this situation?
Amen.
You know. But,
I heard a sermon in church, and one of my buddies, he said that you come from dirt, and in the dirt is a regrowth. When you plant that seed in the dirt and you water it, mm-hmm. you nourish it, you take care of it, you make sure it has everything for it to grow. It's going to be some trials and tribulations, but that seed is going to grow eventually. And we all come from the dirt. You all come from the dirt that starts that seed of growth.
We most definitely do. Absolutely. You know, so I'll be waiting for that praise report from the two of
yes,
us. Yeah, you need to introduce us to that woman that has captured your heart like this. As
yes.
She got you hooked
on
this thing. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes. I want to know if a poet I want to know if I could bring if I could read a book on Thursday night.
I'm gonna hang up on him.
If I could read a story on your Thursday night.
I'm gonna hang up on him.
No, my brother, that would not be allowed. Not on the get down. I'm sorry. Let me just go ahead and put an end to that
right
now for you.
All right.
God help this man. Have him, Jesus.
Thank you,
Ari.
God bless.
One love, one mic.
God bless
one
you.
Love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one love, one mic. Oh, my goodness.
That's your brother right there.
That's your go-go brother.
That's your go-go brother.
And we're going to go-go to the next caller that has her hand raised. And this is one half of the Dynamic Divas, none other than Miss VIP. Hey, Adrian, what's going on, my sister? How you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there, man. How you guys doing, Paul?
Doing good. Doing good.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm in my last leg of grandma mood to go home tomorrow.
Is that mixed emotions, or are you happy? Are you doing backflips, or are you sad?
Oh, I love to see them come, and I love to see them go. So.
I know that feeling. Yes. You can't miss them if they are with you all the time. So they got to go.
That is so true.
Did we make any more cookies this trip?
No, but my mother wants to make cupcakes for them tomorrow before they leave.
Okay, well. And what you say, Mom, you got that, huh?
Sure does. I'm going to sit there and cheer them on.
And help them eat the finished results.
I'm sure my father and the kids will eat it.
Okay.
You know, sweet. All
right.
It doesn't sound very convincing to me, Paul. I don't know about you. I'm not convinced.
I know. Right. But you know, I was gonna let her get that. I was gonna let her get that one. Just because I'm
listening
to that. I ain't throwing anybody under the bus. Did you notice that?
I noticed.
Not yet, anyway. But I'm too tired. I'm too tired. So, Miss VIP, what you bring for us?
Yes, sir. Well, this is an old piece, and I do believe it's called "Why I Love You."
I know that's right, but I'm curious. I want to know why. So the mic is yours.
Thank you. Lord, here I stand, always ready to do as you command. Yet I struggle with life's issues. As I grab some tissues, I'm glad your ears are forever open to hear. You know my every fear and all the sin I'm in. Yet you still love me in every way. I thank you for your grace and mercy that you give day after day. I ask forgiveness for my occasional lack of faith, belief, and yet you still cut me some slack. I know what it is. It's unmerited favor. You said to test you and proved over and over you're my savior. Please forgive all, even one fault, because deep down I don't do what I ought. So I come to you, Father, humbled and weary. I'm so tired, my eyes are bleary, but I'll stand on your word. I'll use it as my shield, in spite of my mind being a battlefield. No matter what I heard, I know the word is true. Thank you for loving me so much. It's why I love you. That's that piece.
You better preach, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what I really like about that piece is you consolidated so much into that short piece because there are so, I mean, the reasons why we love God are so vast, or why he deserves our love, so vast.
Mm-hmm.
But you packed a whole lot into that piece. Yes. I love him because he is who he is. You know, this show would go beyond overtime and then some if we were to sit up and talk about how many ways he's shown his love to us. I like the fact that you let the listeners know that no matter where you are, what you're in, when you fall down, he still loves you. So, you know, it gets me, those people that say, I have to get right before I go to church. You'll never get right. God loves you right where you are. You know, and he deserves your love and your time, you know. So, Pastor Peace, I appreciate you for that, Adrian.
No problem.
Definitely a dynamic.
My go-go brother, what you got for that?
That's definitely a dynamic piece, man. It's just, you give it back to God, and it's just something so special about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something so special. And this piece is just as special because God loves it. Ooh. Thank you for this piece.
And look, as you guys say, nothing but God, no one but God.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And, you know, the wonderful thing, I think, that God knows our hearts. So he already knows how we feel about him. But I think it gives him joy to hear us speak on it. You know, to hear us publicly announce our love for him. We're not ashamed to tell somebody, yes, I love God. I follow him. I try to make him proud of me. That's my daddy, you know. I think it does him good. It does his heartstrings good just to hear us. I mean, yes, he knows what's in our heart, but to hear us actually announce that. And that's what you did tonight. And I think he's smiling at you. And yeah, that look like we do in our proud parent mode. Yeah, that's my daughter. Yeah, that's my son. Oh, that's my grandchild. I think he said this one. Yeah, that's my daughter.
Right, right.
I think you did your daddy good tonight, young lady. Excuse me, get out of here.
I appreciate
it. I surely will never relinquish my allegiance to him.
That's right.
Can't do it. No how, no way. It ain't going down like that. Not in this lifetime.
So, my sister and the sexy, sultry voiced diva. What you got going on in the Epiphany world?
Well, as my diva stated before, we are in the Love Zone every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., and our topics are very, very thought-provoking. So we have a good time, so y'all come on out. And every alternate Fridays, I am in Express Your Vibe, and that is also at 9 p.m. Just come on in. Open mic and express yourself. And I'm going to have a guest co-host this week, right, Poetic?
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell him.
So it's bound to be special, so y'all come on in.
Very interesting. All right. I can't even say what I was going to say to you, Van, because you in on it, too. I was going to say, I think they purposely don't tell us what the topics are, just to pique our curiosity. But you ain't on it with them, so I can't even say that to you.
Oh, no, that's true. Wow. That's a true statement right there. I'm not in on it, though.
Oh, okay. That's all right, though, but I'm telling you, I do know one thing. Even whether you know the topic or not, it's worth checking out.
Absolutely.
That's right. You said they come through with some things that some of them things that make you go, as Arsenio used to say. Yes, God willing and work willing, I will be through there this week.
Sounds good.
We coming up on that 11 o'clock hour, so we're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge. With our gratitude for coming through this evening and for sharing that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful piece.
All right. Thank you. God bless you both.
God bless
you. God
as
bless
well.
You, Queen. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
What an awesome way to wind things up this evening. Yeah. Beautiful piece. Why I love you, Lord.
Indeed.
Well, before I wrap up with my final thoughts, I'm going to turn the mic over to you, my brother, to give us that public service announcement, give us the rundown of the Epiphany World for the week, and if you would. But let me give my closing remarks first, because then after you pray us out, we're going to listen to a song and take off. So let me give my closing remarks, and then I'm going to turn the mic over to you.
All right, my brother.
I just want to, once again, thank everybody for coming through and making this platform what it is, a refuge from the chaos that we go through on a day-to-day basis, a place to refresh yourself, to gear up for the week to come. And we couldn't do it alone. We need you guys here to help us. So I thank you all. I love you all with the love of Christ and look forward to sharing the airwaves with you again next Sunday. Van, over to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know this God that we're speaking of and you desire to know more, please reach out to Paul Sampson or myself, and we will be glad to show you through his written, inspired word and our life experiences for you to make a decision on your own about whom you would serve. And then we can welcome you into the kingdom and help walk you through that process. We're both available. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. Tuesday night's going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, you just heard, it's going to be the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with your hosts for the month of April, Anonymity. Co-hosting is J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, it's going to be Express Your Vibe with your hosts, Miss VIP, and special guest hosts, yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Make sure y'all tune in, and then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Now, if you all be so kind as to go to God's throne with us. Father God, we're so thankful that you allow us day in and day out to do your will. I know that we have our challenges because our flesh gets in the way of what you would have us to do. But Father God, we are so grateful for your grace and mercy where you allow us to be us and the free will that you give us so ultimately we can serve you. And Father God, we want to continue to lift up all the callers, the listeners, the poets, the hosts, the entire Epiphany Radio Universe family, those who are here and those who are not here. And Father God, I ask a special prayer upon the children of the world, Lord God. There's so much that they see when they're not with us and when they are with us. And Father God, I ask that you keep a hedge of protection around our children, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God, as they go through their daily life, Lord God, as we don't know what you have in store for them for that day, but Father God, we trust them to you. And Father God, I would be remiss if I didn't ask for prayers for the country of Ukraine right now, Lord God. It sickens me and it saddens me, the loss of life that is going on right now at the hands of this seemingly unnecessary war. But Father God, you hold the world in your hands. You allow these things to happen for your reasons. And Father God, I just pray that you show mercy on all those who are affected, because the loss of life is just devastating. And Father God, we just want to tell you that we love you, we praise you, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness
Your tender mercies I see,
oh,
day after day.